of rest by God's friend Ofora Obiadulu Chigozie. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We have come again to eat from your table the bread of life. Lord, as we eat, may your name be glorified. Let every fiber of our being be always to pray. Many a times we are asking the question, prayer, does it make sense? Is it important? Very, very important. Prayer is very important, but prayer is not the key. Knowledge is the key. Prayer is very important. Everything God created is perfect. If you read the scripture in Philippians 4 verse 6, the Bible said, anxious for nothing, but in all things, let your requests be known unto God. Let your requests be known via prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Prayer is important. In other words, one of the ways we make our request known unto God is via prayer. Why is prayer so important? In Psalm 119 verse 89, the Bible said that in heaven, O Lord, your word is forever settled. But on earth, it takes prayer to establish the will of God that has been made settled in heaven to find expression on the face of the earth. But not just making it established upon the face of the earth. If you read in Psalm 115 verse 16, the Bible said that heaven belongs to God, but the earth he has given to the sons of men, not sons of God. Pay attention. Not sons of God. Sons of men. Sons of men comprises of sons of God and sons of Belial. Sons of God and sons of Belial. It's not only sons of God, it's for also sons of Belial. In other words, the earth was given to the sons of men, including the sons of God and the sons of Belial. Praise Master Jesus. And because of it, prayer was instituted by the King of Glory, so that while we are establishing his will, if you refuse or if you don't establish God's will on the face of the earth via prayer, the sons of Belial will keep on causing destruction to God's will upon the face of the earth. It will never allow it to happen. For it to find expression on earth, prayer is so important that we use prayer to establish the will of God that has been established in heaven, perfect in heaven, his word in heaven, fully complete in heaven, that we will find expression on the face of earth. That's why prayer is so important. But in praying, there are better ways to pray. The way we pray in the old covenant is not the same way we pray in the new covenant. Things have changed. Praise Master Jesus. Things have changed. The modus of operandum, how we pray in old covenant, is not the same how we pray in the new covenant. In Hebrews 1 verse 1, 2 and 3, the Bible said that in the sundry times and the time past, God spoke to us through his servants, the prophets. But in this present day, he is speaking to us in his Son, Christ. Prayer in the New Testament is finding out what God has spoken in Christ and make it your own experience and expression on the face of the earth. Finding out what did God say to us concerning every particular situations in Christ. Finding it and expressing it in prayer is a New Testament of way of establishing God's will upon the face of the earth via prayer in the new covenant. Praise Master Jesus. There are better ways to pray. I'm going to take Matthew 6 verse 10 to 14 as a guide. You remember when Jesus prayed that prayer, the disciples asked Christ, Lord, teach us how to pray. Jesus said, pray in this pattern. Remember, that prayer pattern Jesus instituted was instituted under the old covenant. Bible says Jesus was born in the old covenant. He operated the old covenant. Then he ended it and began a new dispensation called the dispensation of grace. In Matthew 6, verse 10 to 14, Jesus made a statement. I'll take it one after the other, and from there we can able to establish the better way to pray under the new covenant. Praise Master Jesus. In verse 10, Jesus said, let the kingdom come, let thy will be done, let your kingdom come. In this new covenant, we don't pray for the kingdom of God to come. The kingdom of God has come. In Colossians 1 verse 13, he said, he that delivered us from the power of darkness and established and translates us to the kingdom of the Son of his love. That kingdom of the Son of his love is already here. We don't pray for it to come. It has come. Where is it found? The kingdom of God.
inside of men. Luke 17:21. The Bible said the kingdom of God is inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. Then if the kingdom of God is inside of us, we don't ask God to bring forth his kingdom. His kingdom has come. What do? We declare that the kingdom of God is fully established in and through us. If you read it in Passion Translation 7, Luke 17:21, the Bible said that the kingdom of God is already expanding within some of you. In other words, the kingdom of God is for expansion. It is to be expanded. The kingdom of God is to be expanded. In other words, inside of us, the kingdom of God is there. We don't pray for the kingdom to come. Rather, that the kingdom of God that is inside of us, we enter into the experience, the expansion experience of the kingdom of God in and through us and around us, and declared established, that the experiences of the God's kingdom will find expression in and through us, around us, and everywhere we go. Praise Master Jesus. We don't pray for kingdom to come. The kingdom has come. When Jesus was glorified, and when the Holy Ghost came upon the face of the earth, in the dispensation that we're in, the kingdom was established, not just on earth, but inside those that believe in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. The kingdom is here. Because the kingdom is here, there is another government here. Inasmuch as we're in Nigeria, there is another realm of government that is functioning in the government of Nigeria. If you know how to operate from that kingdom, nothing on this physical governmental structure will ever hamper or come upon your life, including business promises, because that kingdom is a superior kingdom. As a matter of fact, when Mary was praying, when angel was asking Mary, telling Mary, you're going to bear forth a son, that the power of the highest, that means the kingdom we receive is the kingdom of the highest. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In verse 11, in Matthew 6:10-14, verse 11, he said, give us our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. We don't ask God to give us our daily bread. In 2 Peter 1:3, the Bible said that everything we needed for life and godliness is already deposited inside of us by his divine power. Everything, all things that pertains to life and godliness, all things. Daily bread is pertains to life. All things. Our daily bread pertains to life. All things. All things that pertains to life and godliness has been deposited inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. We don't ask God to give us our daily bread. It's a wrong way of praying. According to the New Testament, a new covenant of praying, that all things we needed is already inside of us. What do? I receive the manifestation experiences of all things that pertains to life and godliness that's been deposited inside of me by his divine power. I enter into the experiences. I receive the manifestation experiences of all things that pertains to life and godliness that is already deposited inside of me, financially, materially, ministerially, physically, spiritually, mentally, all around on every side. Praise Master Jesus. Our daily bread is inside of us. That's why I laugh at some persons that say, please God, do this for us, do this for us. The day Christ came into us, everything that we needed came into us. Praise Master Jesus. In verse 12, he made a statement, he said, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. Listen, forgive our debts. In other words, forgive us our wrongdoings as we forgive others our wrongdoings. It is no more valid in the new covenant. Hear me. It is no more valid in the new covenant. Bible made it very clear. In Colossians 3:13, he said, bearing one another, forgiving one another, as Christ forgave you, forgive others. The question is, how did Christ forgive us? Bible said he died for us and forgave us when we are still sinners. That means Jesus forgave us ahead of time. And he's telling us now, forgive everybody ahead of time. Praise Master Jesus. Why? Christ in us is our forgiveness. Is our redemption. Forgiveness is not what we pray for. Forgiveness is what we have. I don't forgive anybody because you wronged me. I forgive you ahead of time because Christ in me is my forgiveness. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. For instance, somebody wronged you. It doesn't make sense to bear grudges in your heart when somebody wrongs you is like putting a 1,000 tons of load on your head. You are too precious to carry in baggages that ought to be dropped almost immediately that thing happened. Somebody might be asking a question in his heart, how does I forgive somebody ahead of time? By faith. If anybody wrongs you, maybe Michael wronged you, simple, start forgiving him by faith. How do you do it? By faith. Some person might be asking how. Bible said, just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. How does the just live by faith? In other words, how did the just receive his salvation first before he become justified? Bible made it clear. With our heart, we believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. With our mouth, we confess that Christ is the Lord. In other words, with my heart, I believe that Christ has forgiven me and I have forgiven Mike or Michael or Ekene or anybody. I start confessing it. That's how you live by faith. Not just forgiveness. In all life, that's how you live by faith. You believe in your heart, you start confessing it. Praise Master Jesus. I have forgiven you, Mike. I have forgiven you, Vivian. I have forgiven you. I have forgiven Mr. A, Mr. B. I have forgiven you. Thank you, Lord. You are my forgiveness. I have forgiven this fellow. I have forgiven this fellow. I have forgiven all men. In best bet, forgive all men. I have forgiven all men. Before they offend me, I have forgiven all men. All men. All men. You find out that if anybody does you any wrong, the laughter and the joy of the spirit will just flow out of your emotions and begin to flood your system. You won't even see it as an offense. It will sound differently because you forgive them ahead of time. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In verse 13, he said, lead us not into temptation. Listen, I want to correct an impression in the body of Christ. God does not tempt any man to test your faith. It's a doctrine from the pit of hell. God does not put anything upon your life to test you. God does not test any man. It is not biblical. God does not put sickness upon people to test them their faith. It's not true. As a matter of fact, Bible said when he received Jesus, he gave us a measure of faith. Not just that, he also made available the gift of faith. Not just that, there is a spirit of faith that functions in us. God does not do anything to test your faith. He gave us a standard how to develop our faith by hearing the word of God. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, God does not lead anybody into temptation. Praise Master Jesus. In James 1 verse 13, the Bible said, your temptation came as a result of one thing, your desire. So let no man say that God tempts him or is being tempted by God, that God cannot be tempted with evil. Pay attention. God cannot be tempted with evil. If God cannot, that means God cannot use temptation to tempt any man. Bible says, and the temptation that comes to us because we are drawn away by our desires. Desire is the key that draws man into temptation. In other words, if I deal with my wrong desires, because there are wrong desires and there are godly desires, there are good desires, there are bad desires, there are godly desires and there are demonic desires. In other words, when I began to have those desires that is not in line with the word of God, I began to yield it to the Holy Ghost. You know, I yield it to the Holy Ghost. The more I yield it, that desire will consciously be swallowed up by God's desire and everything about Jesus will flood my heart. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Very important. In Galatians 5 verse 16 and 25, the Bible says, walk in the spirit that you not fulfill the works of the flesh. Pay attention. Walk in the spirit that you not fulfill the works of the flesh. How do you walk in the spirit? Allow your spirit man to start hosting you, envelops you, clothes you, and allow your spirit consciousness to start pioneering the affairs of your life. It's a literal form. The first Adam was clothed by his spirit. God said, let the same thing start happening to you, because the second Adam, the same thing happened to him. Allow your spirit man to start clothing your physical form. As you start clothing your physical form, consciously, the very life of the spirit is start infusing in your soul, which is your will, your emotions, your thoughts, your consciousness, everything, your mind, your reasoning, everything that is embedded in your soul consciously will be affected by the life of Christ. In turn, it will start translating to your physical body. Walk in the spirit. Move in the spirit. In verse 25, he said, as you live in the spirit, also walk in the spirit, that you will never fulfill the lust of the flesh. Never. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the more I yield my desires to the Holy Ghost, the more I yield my desires of the Holy Ghost, the more I walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Praise Master Jesus. Another point is in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Affirm who you are. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The more I affirm, God does not lead me into temptation. Never. It is my desire or our desire that lead us into temptation, wrong desires. Secondly, start affirming who you are. The more I affirm who I am, my wrong desires will be consciously swallowed up by the force of the Christ in me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Even if you are suffering, if you are having an experience in any form of addiction, start declaring who you are. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am. Even if you lie a lot, leave the lying. Start. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Even if suddenly a thought of immoral lifestyle comes into your head, hey, start affirming, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The more you affirm who you are, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. The more you affirm who you are, who is inside of you, consciously, who you are will swallow up who you are not. Praise Master Jesus. Verse 13, he said, deliver us from evil one. Deliver us from evil one. Verse 13, pay attention. God has already delivered us. In Colossians 1:13, he said that Christ delivered us from the power of darkness and translate us to the kingdom of the Son of His love. We already delivered. Pay attention. We are already delivered. You don't ask and pray, Lord, deliver me from the hand of this one, from the hand of the devil, from the hand of maybe things that is happening around you. No. You already delivered. Praise Master Jesus. I hear a lot of people say, you need to be delivered from this affliction. You need to be delivered from that one affliction. You need to deliver this one. You need to listen. I ask you a question. If you are in Onitsha and they are shooting in Enugu, how can shooting in Onitsha touch you that is in Enugu? Because you are not in the same geographical location with where they are shooting in Onitsha. If Bible said you have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of the Son of His love, the kingdom of a Son of His love is a new atmosphere. You are no more in the power of darkness. You don't ask God to lead. That's why you keep on praying that prayer, nothing is happening. You don't ask God to deliver you. No. In Christ, you were delivered and translated into the kingdom of the Son of His love. What do you need to do? Lord, I am established. I declare, I am established in the kingdom of the Son of His love. I am established in the kingdom of the Son of His love. In other words, the more you affirm and declare and establish where you are, everything challenging your experiences in Christ will be taken care of by the King of Glory. Praise Master Jesus. Will be taken care of. We're already delivered. And this goes to what we call evil foundation. Listen, evil foundation. There is no evil foundation anywhere after Christ was glorified. Bible said the day you came into Christ, you were taken from the power of darkness, from that evil foundation, and established. It's written in 1 Corinthians very clearly, 3 verse 10 and 11. Paul made a statement very striking. He said, let no other person build any other foundation other than that which has been built, which is Christ. Christ is our foundation. That's why he's called the cornerstone. He is our foundation. The day you came into Christ, you were plucked from the power of darkness and established in the kingdom of the Son of His love, which is our new foundation. You can't be in Christ in the new foundation and still suffer as though you were not delivered when Christ was glorified. The problem is that stop emphasizing the power of darkness and start emphasizing the kingdom of the Son of His love. I assure you, if you know what's happening, everything will be taken care of. Praise Master Jesus. These things I've said now, it can never be possible if you are not in Christ. It's only in Christ. In Christ. In Christ we live, we move, we have our being. It's only in Christ. I want to pray for you, my listeners. If you are yet to receive Christ into your heart, put your hands on your heart. I want to pray for you shortly. Pray with me. Say, oh Lord Jesus, thank you for coming in my name. Thank you for dying in my name. I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. I confess your lordship over my life. I receive eternal life into my heart. Say, I abdicate the throne of my heart to you, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. and my Savior. In the name of Jesus. You are saved. That's all. You are saved. I can't say this without praying for you. All kinds of prayer. If you have anything infirmity in your body, or you have any challenges, put your hand on that place you have infirmity. Why I normally say to people, put your hand in your chest, because people have asked me, why are you saying put your hand in your chest? I say put your hand in your chest because there is a gateway around your heart. There is a gateway of your spirit man around your heart. That's why I say put your hand on your heart. Praise Master Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Thank you, the Holy Wise God. Larianda kazani akabaka ruala kati ali ali zene kuanda kabako rukushene keteti ala kariana zene ketutu wala wala zene zinia kabako rukushene keteti ala kabaka raketeti ala kizinia kali ali zene zinia kabako rukututu wala wala kateti ala kizene kabako rukushene tele tele zene ngana kabako rukututu wala wala kashene keteti ala zene ngania kazana kabako rukushene keteti wala wala zene ngania kabaka rakizana katutu wala wala zene tele tele ngona kati kabako rukushene keteti wala Thank you, the Holy Wise God. In the name of Jesus, I declare there is a family I'm seeing in Amokwe, Enugu State. You people just gathered now for a burial service of your top daughter. Your first child is gone. Your second child is gone. The top child now. I decree and declare that stranger that is within the family that is a beast, eating up human beings. Father, I decree and declare that stranger has been arrested and taken out of that family. And I proclaim from this day, the voice of dominion of life overshadow that family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I decree and declare, there is a child I'm seeing in my spirit. You are giving an injection. After that injection, it began to form an abscess. And after that abscess, it began to affect your mobility as you walk. I decree and declare a new injection of eternal life is being given to you by the King of Glory, and that abscess disappeared and your system restored supernaturally in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing my God standing before me, tapping in a man's heart. I ask him why. He said that man has a perforation in his heart. I decree and declare, oh God, that perforation clutched in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare clutched in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing two ladies peculiarly. This thing they called, that if you walk a little distance, you start having a palpitation of heart. I proclaim in the name of Jesus, every form of palpitation of heart, the hand of Christ has ended that affliction, taken out of your system completely in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a gilly before me. Every time you be hearing your name, somebody calling your name, both in the physical world, both in the spirit, anywhere your name is being called from a graveyard by a force from death, a force from hell, I decree and declare that force shut up forever, cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a man, you can't hear, you don't hear properly. As I speak to you now, your two ears supernaturally pumped open by the hand of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, woman that went to farm, after going to farm, he began to have a contact in between your two feet. I decree and declare, whoever that is listening to me, using that woman as a point of contact, every poison in your legs, catch sword in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare, catch sword in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a young lady, every small thing you will do, you start having a bleeding from your nose, a nose bleeding from your nose. Lord, I decree and declare that strange infirmity dries up, ended now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a man I'm seeing that is in coma for the past 3 weeks. Your children is listening to me. I decree and declare that man, the hand of my God has restored you back to life, established back to in the land of the living, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, the Holy Wise God, for hearing me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. For contact and prayer, 080-675-64001. 080-675-64001. 080-675-64001. 27th of July, the last Wednesday of this month, by 11 a.m., we are having our fruitfulness service. If you are a waiting mother, I don't care how many years you have